Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy C. I'm from New York and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. Today we are reading from the Big Book, wherein there's a solution. We're on page 17, the third paragraph, the tremendous fact for us, down to the end of that paragraph, to those who still suffer from alcoholism. Today's readers, we have the 12 steps, Sarah G, 12 traditions, Mara Z. Reader of the text is Lynn F. Page 164 is Marge O. Our backup is Trisha D. Announcements is Kathy S. Our newcomer greeter is Devor S. And our second hour host is Ken WH. The reference number for yesterday, Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026, our 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,180, that's 23180. The 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,181, that's 23181. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Sarah G. to please read the 12 steps. Come on in, Sarah.
Hi, good morning. This is Sarah G. calling from New York. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to other compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Sarah. I will now ask Mara Z. to please read the 12 traditions. Come on in, Mara.
Thank you, Kathy. Good morning. Thank you for your service. I'm Mara Z., and I'm gratefully recovered in Virginia. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service in my past.
Thank you, Maura. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop on sharing what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our absence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and per readers is 6 months. There is no absence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study in the Big Book. We are in There's a Solution. We are on page 17, the third paragraph that starts the tremendous fact for every one of us, through one paragraph ending to those who suffer from alcoholism. Excuse me. I will now ask Lynn F. to begin reading for us. Come on in, Lynn.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lynn F., recovered in Pennsylvania. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. This morning, as I am getting ready and thinking about this paragraph, the word harmonious jumps out at me today. And what I found in what this means is to achieve peaceful and cooperative relationships free from conflict, resentment, and selfishness that define us. That had defined us. And this word harmonious is also a word of peace to me. Because, how I feel that or how I see that is I'm just another bozo on the bus seeking peace and, a way out. And I rely on others to light the way for me, and I also am granted the ability to light the way for others. And there's nothing in my life that has grown me more than recovery and the unmanageability of life that I've had to concede that I couldn't do alone. and I needed to come to recovery in order to have some semblance. And the gift for me is that there's a common solution, that when I open up the door, others are inside waiting, and we're all doing this together, trudging the road together. And I'm really grateful to be able to come on the line and know that others are doing this work today, that others have this same common peril and a common solution. And that's what I have this morning, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for getting us started. I'm now going to take some names to share, and although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So, are you ready for the first lineup? Who'd like to share on what was read this morning?
Rachel K.
Thank you, Rachel.
Reba P.
Thank
Pat
you, Reba.
H.
Thank you,
Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. If anyone would like to share in the first lineup, please press star 1 to unmute your phones.
Devorah S.
Thank you, Devorah. Anybody else?
Jennifer C.
Gail H.
Thanks. Okay, let's start with that first lineup. It sounds great. We have Rachel K., Reba P., Pat H., Sarah G., Devorah S., Jennifer C., and Gail H. Rachel, come on in and share with us.
Thank you so much, moderator. Hi, this is Rachel K., compulsive overeater, recovered in Indiana. And, I love this paragraph because of all the words that, to me, just represent the program. But I think the one that I focused on today was action. Harmonious action. It doesn't say brotherly and harmonious being or thinking, you know, just like people always say, you know, the chapter doesn't say into thinking, it says into action. For me, the key to recovery was action, a plan of action, not waiting until I felt like doing anything, not waiting until I felt like, well, have I really taken the third step? You know, I can't sit and, for me, contemplate my navel and wonder if, like, the feeling is there, if I really absorb this, or it's like, make a move, you know, move a muscle, change a thought, you know, burn a calorie, just go do something. Not worrying if I've done it perfectly. And in this way, you know, since we're all, and I love that the first speaker talked about trudging the road, you know, the thing that gives me comfort is I'm not the only one out there. Even if I'm not in a meeting, sitting in a room, or on Zoom or on the phone in a meeting or even on a phone call, I know that there's all of you out there, you know, hundreds on this line, thousands all over the globe who are trudging with me, who are taking that action, who are lifting up a pen this morning and writing their 10 steps, or who are, you know, reading their sponsee's 11-step nightly review, or are, you know, even if it's something that doesn't look like a spiritual act, you know, who are, for those of you who weigh and measure, who are putting their food on a scale this morning. For me, that's a spiritual act. That's step 3. That's turning my will and my life over to God. You know, who are praying for a coworker who has ticked them off, you know, because they're not doing, you know, what I want them to do. That is harmonious action. We are all doing it together, you know, and I know that I'm not alone in doing these small spiritual steps. That gives me comfort. That gives me the strength to go and do the next action in accordance with my higher power's will. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. Have a good day, everybody, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much. That was Rachel K. from Indiana. And if you came in late, we are on page 17. The bottom of the page, the third paragraph. Next up, we have Reba P., followed by Pat H. Come on in, Reba.
Good morning. This is Reva P. Grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Toronto, and I'm currently in Florida. The great club.
Hey, Reva. Reva.
Can you hear me? Yes.
You're coming in and out. So I don't know if you want to call back in, and we'll put you back in. But you are coming in and out.
Can you hear me now?
You're coming in, you're just a few words, and then it goes out and comes back.
Okay, maybe I'll call back in.
Wait, that was good. That we heard the whole thing. Let's try that one more time.
Okay. All right.
No, it's not. No, Reva. Okay, I think we lost Reva. Pat H. and then Sarah G. Pat, you want to come in?
Yes, good morning. My name is Pat H. I live in Florida. And the word that popped out to me today was discovered. We have discovered a new way of living, and I didn't create it. I didn't invent it. And my favorite saying is, I didn't figure it out. It was a gift from God, this program. And I've had a tip as a result of working the steps. And how do I work the steps? I admit that I can't do this alone. And I had the suggestion from a fellow a few weeks ago to write my own first three steps. So spoiler alert, I am going to mention specific foods if that bothers you. But step one is, God, I admit that I am powerless over certain foods, chocolate, sugar, flour, chips, nuts, cheese, ice cream, desserts, bread, pasta, crackers, popcorn, peanut butter. And once I start, I can't stop. And my life is unmanageable trying to control people, places, things, and situations. Serenity for me is knowing and accepting that God is in charge. My step two is, I have come to believe that God is my power. He does restore me to sanity. And step three is my decision today is to turn my will and my way and my life, which are other people, life circumstances, over to Him. He can do for me what I could not do for myself. I never could. I still can't. It's like the big book says on page 30, I won't grow new legs. So I need to pray for willingness to let God take away my cravings, my insecurity, my fears, and my loneliness. And only when I turn it over to Him am I able to be abstinent by His grace, and I have a much better life. And I am so grateful for this program. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Hey, Pat, could you tell us where you're calling in from, please?
Yes, from Florida.
Thank you so much. That was Pat H. from Florida. Reva, did you come back in? Okay.
Yes, I did.
Next, we'll...
Can you hear me?
Oh, Reva, I'm sorry about that. It was very choppy, the call. So let's try again.
No worries. Oh, hi. Okay. You'll let me know if you hear me.
Okay. Oh, that's so much better. Thank you.
Okay. This is Reva P., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, normally in Toronto, Canada, currently in Florida. I love this chapter. I love the header on every single page because it reminds me there is a solution, there is a solution, there is a solution, there is a solution. So, you know, these paragraphs teach me that we're all different. We come from all different walks of life. I am in touch with, connected with people that I would never, ever, ever meet in my life if it wasn't for the problem of compulsive overeating. But although we're all so different, we're all bound by this common solution. There is a one single solution. And I love the word fact, indisputable, proven to be true. It's proven to be true that if I follow the steps in entire abstinence and do what these people have done, I have a way out. I had no way out before this program. It was Groundhog Day, like people shared yesterday, every single day. And I just find it so hopeful and so inspiring that people like us absolutely agree on anything. So yes, the problem is lack of power, and then I get power from the fellowship, but mainly power from the steps. And I love the reminder that how I get the power is by action, taking action after action, step after step. I don't know how I got here. There were so many challenges before, during, and on this trip. And you know what? Power of the fellowship, power of the steps. I work the steps with fellows in community. I do the actions, and then I access this power. You know, this is not a one and done thing. Every day, multiple times a day, for every problem, for every challenge, there is a solution. So, it's work, but I'll tell you, not doing the work is actually a lot more work and a lot more difficult. So, yeah, I am just so inspired that today I have a way out, and all I need to do is pick up these simple tools, and I don't need to suffer, and that is great news. So with that, I pass. And thanks, Kathy, for your patience. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you so much for calling back in. And you're currently, that's Reva P. from Canada, who's currently in Florida. Thank you so much. Next up, we have Sarah G., followed by Devor S. And if you came in late, we are on page 17, the bottom of the page, last paragraph. Come on in, Sarah.
Hi, good morning. This is Sarah G. calling from New York. Thank you for your service. I haven't shared in a bit. I do come on to this meeting pretty regularly. And I'm just so grateful. It's so wonderful to constantly be deepening, you know, my life. I also wanted to focus on the word harmonious, and what came to mind for me is that, you know, it's just my thinking has changed working this program. And even when I become, you know, irritated or something doesn't go my way, it doesn't go as deep as it used to, because my thinking has changed, and I'm thinking, okay, what does God want from me? And, you know, which is wonderful, and I'm grateful, and I, you know, but yet at the same time, I still do need to strengthen doing more 10 steps. You know, I can give an example where I was at a doctor's office yesterday, and my appointment was right after the lunch break. He didn't take me till half an hour later, and it was irritating, and I wasn't able to use my cell phone in the waiting room, so I worked at, you know, doing the 10th step first myself, and I discovered something about myself that I need to strengthen in myself in terms of time, and I thought that was such a gift from God. And then, again, I want to put it out there that I didn't do that 10th step after I left the office. So I'm grateful that, you know, part of the irritation was relieved, but I also need to continue with it and continue to strengthen my program. And I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you so much. And I pass.
Thank you so much. That was Sarah G. from New York. Next up, we have Devor S., followed by Jennifer C. Come on in, Devor.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Kathy, and thank you everyone on this line that makes this meeting possible. My name is Devor S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey. And I also like the fact, tremendous fact. You know, you can't argue with a fact. You know, everyone's entitled to have an opinion, right? I could say it's so beautiful and warm outside today, but that's my opinion. And the fact is that it is bitter cold outside today. So, yeah, the fact is that every one of us has discovered a common solution. And just a paragraph before is that we had a common peril. So here we have the solution. We have something in common that, you know, yeah, I couldn't stop eating, but, you know, there's one solution over here. And that was big news for me. That was tremendous for me to hear because, you know, as a compulsive overeater, I thought I needed something new. I'm a unique. I had a lot of weight to lose. I wanted a program tailored for me. You know, if you knew what I had in my life, then therefore this program has to be tailored for my lifestyle. And, you know, I laugh about it now. I chuckle, but the truth of the matter is this program works for everybody. The steps work for everyone. You know, all I had to do was just to deepen my faith and my trust in my higher power, and then from there I'm good to go, right? That's it. God will lead me the rest of the way. I just need to you know, God was within me all this time, but it was blocked by so much of my own stuff, you know, my character defects, my fear, my doubt, my insecurities, my outside stuff, you know, materialism, you know, whatever is going on out there. And I was looking for that for ease and comfort. And the truth of the matter is that I'm taught in this program that we have a solution. The solution is here in the step, finding God and trusting and relying on God in all my affairs. And, you know, and the fellowship, using the fellowship as well. You know, I'm so grateful that we get to show up here in the morning and my brain gets cleared up a little bit because something happens at night, in the nighttime, and it like sort of like I get foggy, and in the morning I have to re-get connected and get that light, that burning light going and to pave the way to see what God wants from me today, you know. And I'm so grateful because, you know, I'm not unique. I'm just like everybody else in this program. And no matter what background anyone comes from or whatever is going on in their lives, there is a solution here, and it's right here in these steps. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for letting me share, and I'll pass. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. That was Devorah S. from New Jersey. Next up, we have Jennifer C., followed by Gail H. And after Gail, I'm to take another lineup of names. And just to let anybody know, if they came in late, we're on page 17, the last paragraph, the bottom. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So next up, come on in, Jennifer, please.
Hi, good morning. This is Jennifer C., recovered in South Carolina. Thank you so much for your service this morning. Tremendous fact. There's eight times in this book that Bill uses the word fact. He uses central, most important. This is a tremendous one. Tremendous. I'm so grateful because when I was still in the water, going back to the paragraph before, this was the only fact that was a reality for me, was that there was a solution. That's all I knew, is like these people are telling me like there's a solution. And I was still in the water and I was going down, but I knew that there was a solution because you guys kept telling me like there's a solution. And I think about the paragraph before this because I think about the moment after rescue, the moment after, not like days after, not weeks after, not months after, right? The moment after rescue. From shipwreck. Imagine like the moment you're in the water, you're going down, you think you're going to die, and then you're rescued. And these people are telling you like, help is on the way. You know what I mean? Like help is on the way. Like we're telling you, help is on the way. I promise you, help is on the way. Don't give up. Don't go under. Help is on the way. And then you're rescued. And that moment, like I just meditate on that because then it tells me that I can be a person who immediately turns around after I'm rescued. And instead of like walking away going, oh my gosh, thank God I'm free. Like, let me go focus on myself now because I'm out, right? Like it tells me that I can become a person who immediately turns their attention to rescuing the other people that are still in the water. And that's where I want to live, right? Because this common solution is a combination of things. It's not just one thing. A solution is a process. It's a combo. It's a pathway. It involves several different elements, right? And this book is teaching me that one of the most important elements is that I am literally one of the people that is focusing on saving the other people from the water and helping them get free. And I'm so thankful that that's what binds us all together. It's wherever we're at in it, whether we're still in the water or whether we've just been set free. And the moment after rescue, we still have that passion and that zeal for, oh my gosh, I almost died, but I'm free. Let me help you. Let me share the solution. Help is on the way. So thank you, God, for this book, all these tremendous facts. There's a central fact. There's a tremendous fact. There's a most important fact. There's 8 of them. I encourage everybody, learn them, know them, and let them help you. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much. That was Jennifer C. from South Carolina. Next up, we have Gail H. And after Gail, I can take another lineup. Come on in, Gail. Please share with us.
Good morning. This is Gail H. from Seattle, Washington, and I typically got up at 4 a.m. In my work life, in my prior life. So I so appreciate getting the word before my brain is doing yet, and that is just a way that God enters my world a day at a time, and I appreciate all of the knowledge base that I hear here. But what my experience is that the action step for me at this time in my life is to be willing to pause and go slow and not push myself further than is useful. And I just fell again with a fracture now, and it's that wanting to do more than I am able. And, you know, my higher power, like everyone, you know, helps humble me that, oh, honey, that's not for you today, but you have options. You have great facts for us that a day at a time, despite all the different things that are happening. And honestly, as a human being in pain, I'm a human being in pain. And but there are role models of courage all around me.
Gail, I think we lost you. Are you muted? I don't hear Gail. Okay. I'm ready for another lineup. If you'd like to share, please press star 1. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, Gail. Sure, you have a minute left. Yes.
Right. Thank you.
I'm sorry about that.
Even though the way looks different, God has a circuitous route to get to places. But I do not believe this is the way to go. I have my plan, and, you know, I hear from that caring higher power, no, sweetheart, I've got your back. I've got the way. Let go and boy, that is my message, and that is my fact. And thank you, Kathy, and thank you all on the line and your role modeling. I pass.
Thank you, Gail. Thank you. That was Gail H. from Washington. If you'd like to share, please press star 1. I can take another lineup. Trisha D., Georgia. Thank you, Trisha.
Christina L.
Thank you, Christina.
Anne Marie M.
Thank you, Anne Marie.
Connie N. from Florida.
Can you repeat your name, please?
Connie, H-A-N-N-E-Y.
Thank you, Hani.
Would anyone else like to share? We do have time for a couple more shares after Hani. Okay, well, you're thinking about that. We're going to start up with Tricia D. from Georgia. Tricia, please come in and share with us.
Good morning, Kathy. This is Tricia D. from Georgia, a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater, one day at a time. I look at this paragraph, and what came to me right away was that we have discovered a common solution. And my thoughts went back to the title page of the big book, and it says how, very first title page, it says the story of how many thousands, probably more than that today, of men and women have recovered from alcohol or compulsive eating. The story. So, you know, right there alone, that's our common, that's what I see, common solution is look at the experience, strength of hope of the thousands and the hundreds and the millions of men and women who've gone before me. And that just comforts me going, there is a solution. I look at also the word we is written in that short paragraph. We is written four times, is that we are not alone, and we can trust that if we look back at the lives of other people who've gone before us again. I think of the Titanic and going down. We were all so close to death's door and going down. And I just think about now going, what was it like before I discovered, or really the vision for you in the big book discovered me, I should say, because it was so, I was so desperate. I was so desperate for a solution. And I knew I was so close, like the people in the Titanic going down. But today, what happened? I discovered the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and today, compulsive overeating. And the steps have just given me freedom. You know, it took, but it's a two-way relationship. I mean, I know that I am powerless. I have to admit powerlessness every day. And God gives me the courage. My higher power gives me the courage, you know, to admit to myself, to set aside my self-centeredness and admit my powerlessness and surrender and to do the work that this program requires, because it's a relationship back and forth. I know I have to surrender every day on my knees to my higher power. And admit that I can't do it alone, that this is a we program. And ask my higher power, what I call God, to fill that hole in my soul with his presence, his love, his power, and not mine, not fill it with food. So I am just so grateful for a vision for you, for the big book, and all the people who are with me today and who have also gone before me, and who I join hands with into the future, to just know that I am not alone. There is a solution. We join together in harmony and harmonious action, as it says here. And, oh, what a beautiful trip it is, and what freedom we have. And every day becoming the woman that God wants me to be. And that there is such a life, thank you, so much richer than I ever imagined. Thank you for letting me share. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Tricia. That was Tricia D. from Georgia. Next up, we have Christina L. Please come on in and share with us, Christina.
Good morning. This is Christina L. from Florida. Thanks so much for your service and everyone being here. You know, I look at this paragraph as a promise. And as I was reading this paragraph this morning, it was bringing me back to when I first came into program. And there was, I don't even know where this thought came from, when I had the thought, how I had the thought. I just know that it was within the first 6 weeks that I came into the doors of OA. And that thought was, you have a disease. Now you have an excuse to keep on eating. So why don't you just keep on eating the way that you've been eating? Because now no one can blame you. You have a reason to go on eating. And I remember pondering that thought, like, but that doesn't really make any sense. Why would I keep saying I have a disease and go on eating the way I'm eating when all of you are telling me that there is a solution, there is a way out, that I don't have to live this way anymore? And what are other people going to think, you know? because that's always what I think. What are people going to think? Definitely one of my big character defects. And thank God, thank you, God, that I had another thought that told me not to listen to that other thought that I had, that, you know, I could keep on eating. And I really did want everything that you guys were telling me, the promises that were coming true, that were in this big book. So I just want to, you know, the human mind has about 70,000 thoughts a day. So a lot of thoughts we don't even pay attention to, at least I know I don't pay attention to. I don't even realize I'm having them, like that one I just shared. But, you know, there is a solution, and it is possible to surrender to the 12 steps, the simple program of action. This program has given me so much, and I'm incredibly grateful. And, you know, I also think about the seventh tradition. We are fully self-supporting through our own contributions. And I take that further than, you know, just offering the seventh tradition when we pass the basket and stuff. Like, I have to be responsible for recovery. I have to be responsible for the food I eat, the choices I make, the things I do, everything. And I guess that's all I got. With that, I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share. Have a great day.
Thank you. That was Christina L. from Florida. And if you joined us late, we're on page 17, the bottom of the page, the last paragraph. On page 17, there is a solution. Next up, we have Henry M., followed by Hani M. And after Hani, I can take a few more names. Anne-Marie, please come in and share with us.
Good morning. Thank you. This is Anne-Marie M. in South Carolina. And through God's grace and mercy, gratefully recovering through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous and through solution-based meetings. So I am so glad that they added this sentence, that the tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. This is, I want to share my experience from 1988 to 2008, 20 years. I was in and out of the rooms of OA. And all I heard, I did not hear at one time during those 20 years the solution. I did not hear anyone talk about the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. In fact, the meetings that I was attending didn't have a big book. You know, they had the table with all the OA literature on it. And my experience was that I tried all of those, that literature. I tried the, you know, the workbook, and I attended meetings that talked about the problem. I appreciated that because I wasn't the only one. When I first walked into a meeting and sat down and started listening to these people talk about the things that I had done that I would never even share, I never want it to come to light, the things that I was doing with food and the way that I behaved. Mm-hmm. So I appreciated that so much.
I don't care.
Those meetings did not help me get recovered. It did not help me work through the steps. We read the step. We would read a step now and then out of the OA 12 and 12. I did not hear that God was the solution. And when I first went to a meeting, long story short, I found a meeting on the OA website that said that they used the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I was like, what? What? I went to that meeting and I learned about the solution. I heard people talk about how they worked through the steps, found a power greater than themselves, and that relied on that power and worked the steps right through and continued, you know, working step 12, lived in steps 10, 11, and 12. And I used to think of step 10 as being the maintenance step. And I learned how powerful that 10th step was, more powerful step 11 of praying to God and meditating, listening to God, because I prayed so much, but it was the meditation that it has helped me and helped me to get through so many difficult times. So I have a list that I made up of solution-based meetings, OA solution-based meetings that I really encourage others to use. So I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That was Anne Marie M. from South Carolina. Next up, we have Hani M. And after Hani, I can take a couple of more names. Please come in and share with us, Hani.
Thank you. This is Hani, and compulsive overeater in Miami, Florida. I'm really happy to share, and I've heard so many great things. Thank you. You know, a few weeks ago, I so painfully shared on this meeting of just, you know, a struggle and a secret I was keeping. And I didn't want to look at the solution. I mean, I think that's really what it came down to, is because before you could get the solution, you need a great deal of humility to say that you were defeated, you know. And, you know, in the case of what was happening, was there was a new food that had just started becoming a problem in my life after, you know, several years of abstinence. And, like, I did not want to talk about it. You know, I wanted my solution, you know. And my solution typically means that I just want the problem to disappear, you know. And in this case, it's so different, because here we can't live in denial anymore. You know, we have to admit that there's a problem, because if there's no problem, there's no solution, you know. And also, you know, when there's a problem here, you actually have to do something about it, you know. The funny thing is that it's so simple. Like, it's so simple. And I know we say that, but it is, because as soon as I surrendered, like, as soon as I just talked about it, as soon as I just shared, a weight was lifted off of me. It was like, okay, someone threw me the life boat, and I was rescued right away, you know? I just had to have enough humility to say that, hey, there's a problem. I knew what the solution was. I just didn't want to face it, you know? Why? Because I still struggle with ego, you know? And I'm so grateful for the person who carried the solution to me. Like, they saved my life. And, you know, I could only hear it at a point where I was so desperate and waving the white flag. And, you know, I guess for some people, you know, for me, I'm so stubborn. Sometimes the pain has to be so bad. And that's something I'm praying to God for, is to not have to let me get that way, to open my mind and give me clarity earlier, you know, and help my ego just get out of my way. But just wanted to thank everyone who really reached out and cared so much and shared with me. And I am forever grateful. You guys save lives every day, and I hope I can do the same too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was Hani M. from Florida. We do have about 7 minutes left. We can have 3 2-minute shares or 2 more shares. Would anyone else like to share with us this morning?
Margaret Kathy P. S. Georgia.
D. Margaret L. from Georgia.
Jen M.
Okay, let's take these three, and if you take a little less than 3 minutes, we can get you all in. Margaret D., please come on in.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Margaret D. in Georgia. This program is my world, and I've been in program since 1987. I did not get abstinent until around COVID, which was, what, 2017, something like that. And then I had 5 years of, well, almost 5 years of picture-perfect abstinence and happiness. Just having that mental illness removed of thinking I had to run the world and somebody would give me a suggestion and I would immediately throw it away. No, that's not good. That's not. And so having that lifted from me about being one of the human race and being lifted up and out of the disease was a miracle. It still is a miracle today. Well, fast forward 2.5 years ago, and I was told that I had bladder cancer and that it was not ever going to go away. So now I'm trying to deal with living a free life as a recovered compulsive eater who also has cancer. And both are, it's really kind of funny, but both are killing diseases and both have solutions. And I don't like either one of the solutions because it means, well, just because I'm a compulsive eater, I don't like it if I'm not running the show, period, zip, end of story. But I do get, and not even but, and I do get so much strength from, which I just need the strength for today. I don't need it for 3 months from now. I just need to get through today. And it always seems to be given to me, no matter what the problem is. You know, whether it's a problem related to cancer or a problem related to compulsive eating or any one of the other addictions that I seem to dabble in. And so I guess I just would like to pass along the message I've got, which is God, for me, is everything. And if anybody wants to call, yeah, please feel free. I'd love to hear your ideas. So thanks for letting me share. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Margaret. That's Margaret D. from Georgia. We have 4 minutes left. So if you want to take 2 minutes, D, and then Jen M. Come on in, D.
This is D. L. from Indiana. And I just love that the common solution. You know, I wasted so many years, you know, just, oh. And here it's as clear in the big book as I can possibly get. But, you know, that old saying, it's not for those who want it. It's not for those who need it, but it's for those who will do it. And I have to remember that I daily, have to take the action and pick up my book, you know, and I just can't like talk and say, you know, nice things on the podcast and then not apply it to my daily life. And so I just thank everyone for all their wonderful shares and the engagement. And it gives me such hope that I, you know, I can have a daily reprieve from my disease. So thank you very much, everyone, for letting me share. And this is Dee from Indiana.
Thank you so much, Dee. That's Dee L. from Indiana. And our last share this morning is Jen M. Come on in, Jen, and please share with us. Jen M., please press star 1 to unmute.
Hi, sorry, it remuted. Thanks for calling on me. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jen M. from New Hampshire in recovery, and thank you, everyone, for your shares. It was a great meeting. I needed that shot in the arm. And, you know, I'm very, very clear in certain things and how we have a common solution. But I find myself lately, yesterday at work, it wasn't particularly trying or anything, but everybody seemed to be chewing gum, and I'm thinking, and gum is not a food that's on my thumbs up list at all, because I definitely cannot eat that sanely. And just a thought came in, just like in the big book, like, well, maybe I could just have one piece. And it's like, girl, no, you can't. Like, it's just acceptance of, and what I did is I said, go in your office, you know it passes, like, it's the slogans come in, the voices of others, and like, this too shall pass. And I just went to my desk, and I did the task at hand. But what I realized and what I remembered from this meeting is, like, I need to share that. Like, what else? I need to move my compass somewhere else. Like, instead of putting the focus on the food, like, what else is going on? Is it a busy day? Do I have to confront someone? Because I am a boss of about 30 people. And it's like, you know, am I getting too caught up in other people's opinion? Is gossip draining me? So I always have to keep my compass, hopefully, by God's grace, into the solution. So thanks for being an inspiration, everyone, and I wish everyone a good day.
Thank you so much, Jen. That's Jen M. from New Hampshire, and Jen's going to take us out this morning. Thank you to everyone who shared. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following closing. The share ID for today, Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, is 23,183. That is 23183. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer.
Good morning. Marjo, covered in Walpole, Massachusetts.
Come on in, Marge. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.